way. The Ari Ukma Becheskas Pashatya. And this karka now will leave the way it was before. Before we had a Becheskas. It belonged to him. It's a suffix if he sold it or not. So we don't know if the sale is chal or not. So Minasafik we say it remains by him. Here also, by Kedushin also, Minasafik we should say leave a Becheskasai. So Gemara says, Elo Amar Abaye. Abaye says like this. Yagid Olav Reyu. Let one come and tell him the other one. That what? Avad al Mishnah Tonne B'Kedushin. The Mishnah says there's a case of a Safik Kedushin where you threw the money to the Isha, Safik Kor of Law, Safik Kor of Loi. But I'll tell you really, V'hu Adin L'Gershin. The exact same halach applies by Gershin. And then Echnami Tonne B'Gershin, the cases that it says here by Gershin, V'hu Adin L'Kedushin. The exact same cases applied by Kedushin also. So both cases are equal. Because our Mishnah says a case by Kedushin, what's called the Sofer Kedushin, where you threw the money, Sofer Karav to or Karav to you, and the exact same case applies by Gershin also. And then it says cases by Gershin, that the exact same Sofer applies by Kedushin also. So the Mara Omalei, Rava said back, Iyagid Olav Reyo, if one says about the other one, if so, ma zeo duktoni, what's the lashon zeo? Mashma only this case and no other cases. What's the lashon zeo? So must know, elo amar Rav said like this, kol sheyesh bekedushin, yesh begershin. That's true. So sofik kedushin, that case of throwing it, whether it's doubtful, closer to you, that case applies by gershin also. But you should know, v'yesh begershin, mashem bekedushin. But there are some cases that's a sofik, whether the gershin is chal or not, but there will not be this doubt by Kedushin. There are more cases of Sveikas by Gershin than we have by Kedushin. Why? Vizel de Gershin, Lav Dafka. That's what it says. These are the ones by Gershin is Lav Dafka. Because when Horatius says, Zehu, this is the only case by Kedushin. The other cases do not apply to Kedushin. But that at the end of the Mishnah says, Zehu be Gershin, that's Lav Dafka. Because not only these cases are the Suffolk by Gershin, but even the first case by Kedushin, whether you threw the get, whether it's a doubtful, whether it reached her or still closer to you, that's also a good case of Sufik Gershon. So Gemara says now, the Zel the Gershon Lav Dafka, Elo Mishum, the Tana Zel Begdushin, since it says in the Reisha Zel, Tana Nami Zel Begershon. It also says the word Zel by Gershon. The Zel the Kedushin Lamute Mai, what's the Zel, what does it say by Kedushin Lamute Mai? What's no good? Lamute Zman, means the case of Zman, that will not be a doubt by a Star Kedushin. The lack of the Kedushin, by the Star Kedushin, if you mekadesh your wife, by giving her a Star, there's no din, you have to have the date in the Star. Even though by Gittin it's a suffix if you have to have it or not, but by Kedushin you don't have to have it. And the reason why, if Neymar loy tiknu zman b'Kedushin, how come the Lochrid you don't have to have the date of the Kedushin? So more says like this, Honiich l'man v'yami mishrim peri, if the reason why you have to have the zman by Gerushin, by the get, because we have to know by Paris when the husband stops eating the Paris. Rashi says later, Meyema say tigva mibala Paris shochal minichse milukshalo. The locher is calls the man she's married, so her husband has a right to eat the fruits that grow out of her nechassim. But as soon as she gets a get, he can't eat anymore. So you have to have a zman, a date in the get that we know when the husband has a right to, has to stop eating the peiros. So if so, the reason why by kedushin we don't have to write the zman because arus les laperi, because kedushin is only kedushin, it's only the beginning. When you mekadesh your wife, you don't have a right yet to eat the peiros. It's only after you make nisuyin. So by the shtar kedushin, there's no reason to have a zman. It's only by a get that the husband already has a right to eat the peiros. We want to know when does his right stop. His right stops at the date of the get. So that's all we have to write the date. Mashenka, when you makadish your wife, since you're only making kedushin, the kedushin anyway does not give you a right to eat the peiros, the fruits that grow out of her property. Therefore, you don't have to have a zman in the kedushin. The Mora says, Elo l'man d'yoma, according to l'man d'yoma, mishum basachoysoi, that the reason why you have to have a date in the get, because we're afraid maybe you're going to marry your relative. And really, she's going to have a znus with somebody else. That she'll be chayiv misa. And you'll have rachmon asana. So what you do is, you write her up for get first. And you won't write the date. And when Adam come and say, you should know your wife lived with another man, you'll say, yeah, we gave a get already. So So that's why we have to have a date on the get that a person can't do this. They're afraid maybe you're married to your relative, and you're afraid if you did do this with somebody else, you don't want to see it to be killed. So you write a get and say you gave it to her before, and really you gave it to her later first. That's the reason why a get needs a zman. So for that Gemara, So if you marry your wife with a get, it should also be this, with a shtar, it should be the same thing. When you marry your wife, we should be afraid, maybe you're marrying now your relative. So we're afraid, maybe she's going to have znus with somebody else. And you'll be afraid to testify, because she'll get killed. So what you're going to say is, does znus happen before you got married to her? Like you'll lie and say, we first got married 10 days later. So in order that shouldn't happen, maybe there's a reason why there should be a zman a date in the shtar kedushin. Gemara says, Mishrim diyka de mekadesh bekaspa. Because since some people make kedushin with money, so we don't need a zman. And viyka de mekadesh b'shtora, he's like tikta rabban a zman. Since not every kedushin is with a shtar, so they didn't make a zman. Like when you get married with money anyway, we don't know what the date is. So therefore, they never made the date. Or even when you mekadesh with a shtar, you don't have to have the zman. For the Gemara, malei Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Yosef or Rav Ashi, for avda the case of an eved, diyko the koni bekaspa, you could be koni an eved kenani with kesef, viyko b'shtara. Some people are koni an eved kenani with a shtar. The tikkun rabbanon zman, and the rabbanon did say when you buy an eved kenani with a shtar that you have to have the date in it. So you see, even though sometimes it's done bekesef, still. Now that you're using a shtar, halacha is you have to have this man. So maybe by shtar, kedushin also should have to have this man. Then the Gemara, hosom ruba b'shtora. Over there, when you buy an eved kenani, most people write shtoras. Hocha ruba b'kaspa. Here, when you marry your wife, most people give her a ring, most people give money. So therefore, shtar is lo shchiach, therefore they were not masakin the zman in the shtar. Like to have the date in the shtar won't help us. There's no reason to have it. Hechi levet, what should we do with? Let's say you have to put the date in the shtar of kedushin. Now lincha gavadido, like who would we leave the shtar by to prove what date the kedushin was? If you leave it by her, by the wife, for the gemara mechakala, she'll erase it. Like what are we afraid of? That maybe she's going to have znus with somebody else. She'll live with somebody else. And in order not to have the chi of Misa, she'll lie and say she first got married afterwards. So she'll erase the date. So it doesn't help to leave the shtar kedushin by her. Elamai lincha gabadi day. Let's leave the shtar by the husband, by the baal. For the gemara again, zimna the bas achoisi. Sometimes the wife is a relative to him. Umechapolo, and he'll be have rachmanis on her. He'll try and save her also. And he also won't show the date. He'll also let it go away free. Selamai lincha gabiyedim. The other answer is, let's leave the shtar by Edim. And let the Edim will tell us then what the date of the Kedushin was. It's going to be something like this. Edizchiri, if the Edim themselves remember the date, Lesi Lasadi, then even if it's not written down in the shtar, they'll come and tell us. Elamai V'iloi, maybe they don't remember. So then we're afraid, Zimnin, sometimes, the Chazim Iksava. Sometimes the Edim, they'll just look at the shtar, and by reading the shtar, they'll now know the date. They also misadi, and they'll come and tell us, as if to say they know the date by themselves. In other words, they're coming to Bezdin now to say, we know they got married on this date. Really, really, they don't know it themselves. Really, really, they only know it through the shtar. And the klal is, for Achamon Omar, the Torah says, Mipi of Levi Piksovim, Edom has to be by pair what they speak out, for Levi Piksovim, not by reading it. So Edim can't read the date off the shtar. So we have to be afraid if you leave the date in the shtar by the Edim, they'll just come to read it. Fred Gemari Yochi Yisol B'Gershin Ami Neim Hochi. Say the same question by Gershin. Where are we going to leave the shtar? Now the Gemara Hosom Liatzola Dido Kasia. Over there it's coming to save her. Hocho Lochoivo Dido Kasia. Boy, you get Fakert. Boy, you get she for sure won't erase anything. If anything, it's going to help her. Like she wants a proof to say that she got a get, that she was megreshes already. So the zman is important, she'll save the zman. Masheke by kedushin is a chayva, she'd rather say she's not megreshes, so therefore she won't show it. Rashi says, even before. La tzoli do koso. Fulak lemeches do mamachkolo. The chiyosti sadi shezinso. If what Adam says she was mezana, if she doesn't prove that she got a get, she'll be chayiv misa. So there's no svar there, she'll erase the date. Because otherwise, for sure, she'll get killed. So if she wants to save herself, she'll like show the date in the zman when she got the get. Masheke, by kedushin, if you have a suffix, when she got married, she would always rather say, like, she didn't get married. She'd rather push off the shtar. So therefore, to let her hold the shtar is not an etzer, she'll erase it. Masheke, by get, we let her hold the get, because then we're not afraid she'll erase the zman, like she needs the zman. Yeah. So to Mishnah. Gimalachin, you have three brothers, Nisuin, Gimel, Nochris. Married to three different wives, three Nochris, not related. One died, and the second brother made Maimer now, and he also died. So now his two wives, really is only one wife, because one he only made Maimer in, but Medrabon is called, he's married to both of them, so two fall to the third brother now. You have to only give Chalitza, not a Mitzvah Yibum. Why not? Shenemar Apostle says, Umeis echad mehem. If one of the brothers dies, is Yavama Yovele, there's a mitzvah Yibum. So we dashin, Mi Shaleh Zikas Yavim Echad, for Loi Shaleh Zikas Beis Yavamin. And not if at one time, like two wives from two different brothers fall to you. If two wives from two brothers fall to you, he also has no mitzvah Yibum. Yibum is only if one wife falls to you, like from one brother. But if from two different brothers fall, there's no mitzvah Yibum. Rabbi Shimon says, No, Mi Yabim Leitzer Shiyutza. For Chalitza L'Shniya, you can give Yibum to whichever one of the two you want, and the second one give Chalitza to. So Rashi says like this, Zika Shnei Yivamin, to Chol Zman Deloi Konsa Zer, Chol Zman you would not Miyabim Om, Adayin Zikas Rishon Aleo. For the Toises of Allah Zikas Maimoroi, Harekis Shemei Zer, Noisru Allah Zika Shneiim. They're like two Zikas on this one wife. That's the concern here. Hey, this what happened? First, the first brother died. Now the second brother made Maimer to his wife. Maimer, you're not kind of completely. It's only kind of a mixas. So she's still a little bit Zika from the first brother. And now when the second brother dies, the same wife falls to the third brother because of two brothers. Like really, she's still the first brother's wife. Because the second brother only gave her Maimer. Midirayt, he's not kind of her. So Midirayt, even when the second brother dies, she's still Zaka to the third brother from the first brother. But since the second one made Maimer, Talachri, she zokuked him, so when he dies, she falls machmas him. So this one lady now is falling to the third brother because of two brothers. That's called, this one lady has two zikas. She says, coming from two brothers, so Tanakam says there's no mitzvah yibum. That's the drasha, who makes echad miyam yavam yavaleo. Mishala zikas yav mecha, only a lady that falls from one husband. For loy shaleh zikas beis yavamin. And not like here that this one lady is falling like from two brothers. She's really the first one's brother, but since the second one made Maimer, she's also married Timber Mixas. So when you have two Zikas, there's no Mitzvah Yibum. If you have a Shimon Aymanel, Miyabin Leza Shiyutza, you can make Yibum whichever one you want. And V'chalas L'Shniya, you make Chalitza to the second one. The Chiddush is, V'chalas Rivach says, the Chod L'Miftra B'Biya, one doesn't help you over here, because the second one, maybe you're not Kainer. So therefore, there's a suffix if Maimer is Kreiner or not. If the old Maimer is Kreiner, so then the second brother was married to both of them. So when the second brother dies, if you Miyabim one, that's it, the second one automatically is Potter. If the old Maimer is not Kreiner, so then one wife is from the first brother, and the second wife is from the second brother. So if you give Yibum to one, you still have to give Chalitza to the second one. So when our suffix, the Locher is, you have to give Chalitza to the second one. You can't be Miyabim the second one, because maybe Maimer is Kaina, and both were married to the second brother. So when the second brother dies, there's only Mrs. Yibim to one of the two. If a brother has two wives and he dies, there's only Mrs. Yibim to one, not to two. So that's Pshana Mishnah. That the Tanakhama holds, Maimer is like a suffix. So therefore, there's Zika from both of them, there's no Mrs. Yibim at all. Reb Shimon knows no Mamonashach. Either Reb Shimon is Mesopik. Either Maimer is Kaina completely, that she's the second one's wife, or else Maimer is not Kaina, she's still the first one's wife. But for sure, she's not fooling from two brothers. All right, we'll stop here. Here again, we're holding Lamed Aleph from the base. We'll start the Mishnah again. Gimel Achin, three brothers, Nesuyin Gimel Nochris. the married, all wives are not relatives, three different wives, no, not relations. They have no relation one to the other. One brother died. The Yosabu Asheni Maimer. Now the second brother, he made Maimer. You have Yosabu Asheni Maimer. Now one brother made Maimer with his wife, with the first one's wife. So Maimer is a Kedusha Midrabonin, but he didn't make Yibum, he only made Maimer. And now this brother that made Maimer, the second brother died. So now Harei Elu Chotzas Loi Misyavmos. The Loch is you only have to make Chalitza on his two wives. That the second brother had his own wife, but he also made Maimer with the first one's wife. So Maimer is like Kerner a little bit. So it's stated now like this first one's wife really is like fooling because of two brothers. Like since the second one only made Maimer, she still has Zika from the first brother. But she also has Zika a little bit from the second brother. So therefore you can't be Miyabma. She's called like an Avram with Rabbonin. And therefore even the Tsar also you can only make Chalitza and not Yibum. Shenem and Apostle says, Umeis echvad mehen yivom yovo leho. So idashin mi sholel zikas yovim echod. Only when one brother dies, so his wife falls to the other brothers. If she was only married to one brother, v'loy sholel zikas bez yivomin. And not in the case where she's like, has shaykhish, she's like married to two brothers. Like over here, she was the first one's wife. And since the second one made maimer with her, she's like the second one's wife also. So when the second one dies, she falls to the third brother because of two brothers. There's no mitzvah yibum. We'll see in the Gemara. It's only midirabonin. Rabbi Shimon says no. Miyabeim liyeza shiirta. Rabbi Shimon sheiter is it's a suffix what maimer does, but either maimer yukain or a kinyan gomer, and she's your wife completely, not the first one's wife anymore, or else maimer is not kainer at all, and she's the first one's wife. So mamona shoch you're allowed to be miyabim. Any one of these two. So miyabim liyeza shiirta. But for chelis lishniya, the second one you can only give chalitza, not yibum. To make yibum, you have to be afraid. Maybe maimer was koina, so both of them is the second one's wife. So therefore, if you make yibum in one, you can't be miyabim the second one. There were two wives of one brother, but there's also a suffix. Maybe maimer was not koina, and then the kafuling from two different brothers. So even though you made yibum in one, you still have to make chalitza in the other one. The more stuff like this now. V'zikas bez yivomin. The Yeraisa, if you want to tell me this svar in the Tanakama, the first mandiyom in our Mishnah, that again, when one brother died, and the second brother made maimer, and after he made maimer, he died, so this lady now is falling because of two brothers. So you want to say that's a ptur midiraisa, there's no mitzvah yivom midiraisa, has v'zikas bez yivom midiraisa, if so, chalitza nami leti boy, you should not have to have chalitza either. Like it should be a ptur and no mitzvah yibum. No yibum and no chalitza. So we're into the elam midirabonin. Avad was only the rabbonin the galocha. Because Avad here midiraisa, she's only the first one's wife. The second one only made maimer. Maimer is nothing midiraisa. So midiraisa for sure, she's still the first one's wife. There is a mitzvah yibum. It's only midirabonin though, that since the second brother made maimer, now this lady falls like from two brothers. She like was the first one's wife. And she's also a little bit the second one's wife. So therefore, she's also to the third brother. Ugzeru, why did the Rabbanim say this? It's Ugzeru, Shema Yoimu, maybe people will say, Beis Yevomis, if you have two ladies, Haboyis mi bayis echot, like one brother had two wives, and that brother died. So maybe people will think, Misiabemis, that you're allowed to be miyabim both of them. That's the Ugzeru. If people will say here, that this Isha, that the second brother made Maimatu, that you're allowed to be miyabima, people will think that she was like, yeah, people will think that both wives were really the second one's wife, and how are you doing yibum to two wives? So therefore, midrabbonin, we say it's like, but there's no mitzvah yibum. For the Gemara, why? For niyabim l'choda, for nechlos l'choda. If that's what you're afraid about, it looks like one brother had two wives, and people will come to make yibum on both wives, so then the answer is, let him only be miyabim one, and let the second one give chalitza. How come our Mishnah says, according to Tanakhama, that you could only give chalitza, no yibum at all? Let him be miyabim one of the two, and the second one only give chalitza. And the Gemara, gzeira, is still gzeira. Shema yirmu, maybe people will say, bayis echod. In the case we have from one house, when you have two wives from one brother, bayis echod, miktsasoi benu.